From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Because of the COVID-19 crisis, marinas are closed, the beaches and sandbars are empty, and there are no packed cruise ships sailing out of South Florida's ports. On the surface, there doesn't seem to be a whole lot going on when it comes to life on the water. That's on the surface. Below the surface, a coral reef has transformed into a welcome distraction for those stuck at home. It's a project called Coral City Camera by the duo Coral Morphologic. WLRN's Danny Rivero recently talked with Coral Morphologic's Colin Ford.
For someone who hasn't tuned in yet to the Coral City Camera, can you describe what they would be looking at if they tuned into it?
The Coral City Camera is an underwater live streaming webcam that we have placed at the east end of Port Miami. And so all along that shoreline, you have big rocks and boulders placed there in 2010 to prevent the shoreline from eroding. But the inadvertent benefit of that is it sort of created an artificial reef around the port. We've documented over 70 different species of fish, a number of manatees that swim by. They're smart enough to stay close to shore to avoid the ships, and spotted eagle rays, green moray eels, nurse sharks, tarpon, snook, angelfish, butterfly fish.
In February, you started releasing these weekly DJ mixes to go along with the Coral City Camera feed. How did that idea come about?
I got the idea when I was driving out to the port to do maintenance on the camera, and I was listening to 592.7, the FM radio station that's classic hip hop. And just like driving through the port, and I think that they were playing Rick Ross or Trick Daddy or something just very Miami, and just like it made me realize that it needs a soundtrack that people can listen to while they're watching the camera, something that had the same kind of underwater vibe, and then it began to evolve as sort of like asking musicians to create music that was inspired by the camera but is also meant for people while they're looking at the camera. What's interesting about the coral reef and the underwater world is like it's simultaneously relaxing but also engaging. So, you know, there's kind of like a meditative wavelength. But at the same time, you know, there's like splashes of color and really vibrant things going on. This was before coronavirus, before self-quarantining was kind of was happening, and then, you know, little by little, as it became apparent that we're all going to become restricted to our houses, suddenly it kind of took on a lot more of an immediate need. We've seen the numbers of people watching double or triple at times. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that people are home. They're looking for ways to kind of distract themselves, to pass the time.
What do you hope people get out of watching the Coral City Camera while they're stuck at home? Is there any potential benefit for people that are watching marine life scenes like the ones that you guys have on display?
There's been research that shows that watching fish swim in an aquarium is a great way to reduce anxiety and blood pressure. And we think that watching high-definition fish swim around in their natural habitat also provides another way to be very relaxing. And then the longer-term benefits of just, we want the camera to be able to provide a sort of sense of civic pride. You know, the fact that, you know, we live in a city that has so much biodiversity, underwater, above the water, and that's something that we should all kind of be really proud about.
At this point, we enter another zone of life where everything is to be discovered.
That was Colin Ford of Coral Morphologic speaking with WLRN's Danny Rivero about the project Coral City Camera. You can find a link to the live feed at WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.